Hello, my absolutely beautiful Capricorn friends, and welcome to your horoscope for June of 2023. Where Capricorn, it's interesting this month. We've got two lunations happening, full moon, new moon, happening between your 12th house and your 6th house, and I cannot tell you why, but as I sat with this forecast over and over and over again, I kept thinking, okay, wait. Not only do you need the time to kind of recharge with the full moon, but also there may be a health concern that presents itself, having to do something with the legs or with the bones in your body, and you need to have it tended to. So I'm going to put that out there right at the beginning of this video for you to be paying attention to. But whatever it is, it might present itself at the beginning of the month, and then by the end of the month, you have resolution or you're on your way to healing or taking care of whatever that is. Now, that's not all that is happening this month. Of course, we've got Venus and Mars traveling through your house of assets and intimacy. So there is a lot of relationship, romance, passion, play energy that I think is available for you, but it's in terms of you're making a big decision, a big commitment, or a big investment in something or someone this month. So let's jump in and talk about what that looks like. Right at the beginning of the month, on the first, we have got Jupiter and the North Node traveling in conjunction with one another in fellow Earth energy Taurus. Now, this is lighting up your fifth house space, passion, play, taking a risk, romance, children in this particular area of your chart. And again, remember, when we're dealing with this Jupiter cycle of being in Taurus, you can flash back to 2011, 2012, what was going on in this area of your chart around these concepts, because now you're kind of stepping back into that window, but you're having an expansion. And more than that, on the first, I would be looking for a person, place, or thing, Capricorn, that steps into your life and helps you move towards this area. It's like a destiny meetup. You know what I mean? Whether you meet somebody on this day and it's like romance is in the air, or you have something going on around children or whatever you're parenting. Are you parenting plants or pets or whatever, right? Whatever shows up on this day, I would encourage you to say yes, because it is asking you and taking you on this really expansive, beautiful adventure. Now, on the third, we have got a full moon happening at 13 degrees of Sagittarius, and the full moon is asking you to end something, acknowledge something, or to make an adjustment. Now, I'm telling you, while this is lighting up the 12th house space for you of rest, rejuvenation, repair, it's creative, it's the place that we do for culmination and transition, right? It's a resting space. Something keeps creeping up to me and wants me to tell you it's a bone. There's a bone in your body that seems to need some attention, and you might be figuring out that you need to make that adjustment in this next 4 weeks. Now, in other practical things, you could be working on something behind the scenes, which could be that you're resting. You're saying, you know, over the next few weeks, you're like, no, you know, I just need more time to rest and to be at home, or I'm working on a spiritual retreat. I'm going to a breathwork something. I am traveling. Sagittarius does like to travel. Whatever it is, you're making the adjustment because you're ready for a new vibration and level of truth. So you're ready to go on the new adventure, okay? When we get to the fifth, we've got Venus moving into the energy of Leo, sharing some beautiful space over here with Mars. When we have the Mars-Venus combination, no matter where it's at, it's very attractive. It's very magnetic. So as the Mars and the Venus are traveling for you in this eighth house space, this is a great time for, first of all, some ease happening in your eighth house of intimacy and assets. So something could be coming to a close for you with a bit more ease. You know, did you finish that insurance settlement, that trust, that, you know, real estate planning? Something like this, death, debt, taxes, all of these things live in the eighth house, but also collaborations, big investments also live over here. Now, the other portion of this is just intimacy. Intimacy and vulnerability, sex, vulnerability, right? There's some piece here that is connected to you see into me. And as Mars and Venus are traveling here and attracting this cycle in, you know, love is the name of the game. You know, I really think that there is something connected to the way that you're loving yourself through the lens of your eighth house, to include if it means that you need to detox, whatever that looks like, you need to detox a person, place, or thing out of your life because it doesn't fit anymore. when we get to the 11th, we've got two events happening. First of all, we've got Pluto, who is retrograde in the energy of Aquarius, sliding back into your sign, sliding back into the energy of Capricorn with its retrograde. Now, you've been being fundamentally rearranged, burned to the ground so that you could rise back up. And some of it was really very painful, right? Since 2008. So as this Pluto moves just back into these late degrees of Capricorn until October, it's just saying, Capricorn, do you understand why you're changed? Do you understand why these changes were significant and different to you? Because you can't operate out of whatever got burnt out of your life, whatever had to be destroyed so that a new version of you could live. It's almost just this check-in to be like, are you sure that you get it? But it's also changed you, because really, when we look all the way back into the depths of your childhood, Capricorn, some ideas and ideals, I think, were burnt down. Now, in some ways, I think that this can be very practical, where it's like, you know, yes, I believed, I had this idea of relationships, right? Or me in relationships and what that meant from the time that I was younger until this last couple of years. But also, I do think that this could be a transition and culmination energy of authority figures in your life. So mother, father, dynamics, you know, did someone move, or they're in a different position, or they've transitioned out of this life? These could all be signatures of this energy, okay? Now, the other thing that's happening is that Mercury is moving into domicile, into the energy of Gemini. So at home, it's comfortable. It's in, it is in full power over here. So it is ready to Gemini it up. So what this lights up for you is the sixth house space. So a place where you are productive. Think about daily routines, schedules, mundane things. So it's not the job that you do, but it's all the details. It's the copying, it's the circling and underlining. It's all of the mundane things, the direction that you travel to work, but also how you care for yourself on a day-to-day basis, right? Your health, your wellness, your care and being of service to someone, right? It's the way you care for those plants. It's the way you care for your parents. If you're in a care role in some other fashion, animals that maybe you care for really do. This is an opportunity time where Mercury's here helping you have conversation and make decisions. So you may also be networking. This is, again, why I do think there is some element of taking care of your health, or something or someone in your life maybe needs a health check-in, and you're very much so communicating about it at this time, okay? On the 17th, we see Saturn taking its retrograde in the energy of Pisces. Now, Saturn is going to retrograde from 7 degrees of Pisces to zero. And this is beautiful and easy to track this month, because Saturn moved into the energy of Pisces at 0 degrees in March of 2023. So between March of 2023 and now, what was happening for you? What was going on in your third house? What conversations were you having? What decisions were you making? What ideas or ideals did you have that now you've started to find a way to crystallize them? You know, you had to stop talking about it and come on and be about it. The book, the advertising, the things with siblings, the short distance travel. What has happened that has a more Saturnian or mature feel to it that now you're going to review how to really fully step into that and either own your mastery, author your own story, or really just do some reality check level growing up. But whatever it is, the retrograde path here from 0 to 7 of your chart is actually built to be very, very helpful, okay? All right, when we get to the 18th, we have got a new moon happening at 26 degrees of Gemini. So again, we've got more conversation happening in your productivity space. So plant your seeds of intention. What do you need to set up the kind of schedule or to have a network in your daily routine that helps you schedule your life in a way that is efficient, that is fun, that is thoughtful, right? Where do you need some, where have you just needed some help, Capricorn, to be like, I don't have any pep in my step. The peps have left the steps, okay? And this can actually help you over this next 4 weeks to call in the pep, call in the knowledge, call in the inspiration, call in the motivation to help you be as productive as you need to over this next few weeks, all right? When we get to the 21st, we see the sun move into the energy of Cancer, of course, lighting up your seventh house space because it's right across the street. But we also welcome in a new season. On the 26th, we welcome Mercury into this space of Cancer as well. So now now, not only are you motivated in your relationships, but you're also able to have some different conversation. And all the way until July 11th, Mercury here is helping you have conversation at a deeper level. It's more emotional, right? It's like the head and the heart kind of come into alignment. Now, what you do want to be mindful of is that Mercury in Cancer can be driven by the emotion. So whatever decisions that you are making, yes, let your feelings and what those emotions inform you, but maybe don't write any checks that your hiney can't cash based solely out of emotions. And that's kind of the trick of working with this energy. But instead, where you can lean into it is that you've got beautiful emotional intelligence at this time. The intuitive intelligence that you have at this time is a great way to work and move and make decisions. Now, of course, it is still Cancerian energy, so could you be making decisions that have to do with your home, your family, your parents, your mother, things like that? Absolutely. Okay, when we close out this month on the 30th, we've got Neptune stepping into its retrograde in the energy of Pisces as well. So Neptune is going to retrograde from 27 Pisces to 24 Pisces, okay? Now, when Neptune goes retrograde, which of course is in your third house as well, when Neptune goes retrograde, it's like we've had these thoughts or these ideas or these ideals, these visions for ourselves, right? And when Neptune goes retrograde, it's reality with no chaser. It's solid reality. We don't have the escape of Neptune's realms to just blossom in and kind of tap out. We have to see if the ideals that we have set for ourselves work in reality. You know, it's like, oh, I have this vision of myself. I think of myself, third house, like this, but is that really true? Right? I want to sign this contract, or I have this vision of this book being this way, or this decision, or my relationships with my siblings are really this way. And we begin to question if that's true in the reality of life, because we don't have the escape of the delusion, illusion, confusion space. Here, instead, we just have solid reality. The benefit to this is, first of all, we get the truth of several stories that are running around our head, right? Like, I've thought it was this way forever, and it turns out that's not really what's going on. And this can help us make different decisions, step into different big agreements in your life, because you're seeing them in such a solid, different way without any of the confusion laced through there as well. So we're going to experience this retrograde energy all the way, until December. So you've got several months, and we do this every year. So every year there's 4 or 5 months where it's like, whoa, this is really real. Things just got real in here. And this is that time. And real is not synonymous with terrible. So don't do that. Don't like terrify yourself over here. It's a chance to just really make sure what you're doing, thinking, feeling is in alignment with the great divine flow in reality and not just in your head, okay? All right, my beautiful Capricorn friends, I hope you have a gorgeous month. Gorgeous. I needed to shake to say gorgeous. I don't know why, but I hope you have a gorgeous month. I love you a ton, and I look forward to seeing you in July. Bye, everyone.